What a beautiful morning to open our hearts to God in this day that God has made and see the world that God has designed and shares with us at this day that God gives to all of us. Today I welcome my brothers from the St. John's Men's Club who are here to share a corporate communion, be strengthened in their efforts to be the body of Christ and many labors of love. So thank you, gentlemen, for your association with our parish. And by the way, donuts to be served today and this beautiful day to visit and have conversation. I love our church because we can see the world as God has made. And this morning at the 7:30 Mass, the sun was just starting to hit the tops of those trees there. And it looked like a beautiful painting of God creating the world to enjoy and to share. On the flip side, our hearts are really saddened with what's going on in the Middle East. Tremendous tragedy and heartbreak. And how could this happen in this day and age? We're going backwards instead of forward. But let's be a people of faith and hope. And this coming Tuesday, we're invited in our world family to make it a day of prayer and remembrance in our manner of calling upon God, who is a source of peace and forgiveness and unity and hope. So let this Tuesday be a day of reconciliation, a day of hope as we unite with all of our sisters and brothers, those in harm's way. For war, there are no winners, but with God, the hope that comes that will prevail. A woman decided that she was going to have a dinner party for a good number of her friends. So she spent most of the week cleaning and baking, cooking and preparing the table. When finally everyone arrived and sat down to eat, she turned to her 6-year-old daughter and said, "Honey, why don't you say the blessing?" "Mommy," she said, "I don't know what to say." "Just simply say what you hear your mommy say." So the little girl bowed her head and said, "Dear Lord, why on earth did I invite all these people to dinner?" Like the woman in the story, you and I can occasionally have regrets about invitations that we offer or that we are invited to. But that's not the case with our God. For the good news, friends, our God is a God of invitation. Our God is a God who is constantly inviting people into relationship. Our God is a God who is always inviting us to share in his life, not just in this world, but the world to come, in a world that lives on forever. The parable that Deacon Dan read today portrays this God of invitation. The king in the parable is constantly inviting people to come to the wedding banquet of his son. But no one wants to come. They have excuses. They have better things to do. Finally, in frustration, the king says, "Look, the feast is ready, but those who were invited were unworthy." And we might ask, what about that unworthiness? What could that be all about? Well, unworthiness really consists in just refusing the invitation. To be busy, to not be available, to say sorry, but not now. Underlying the parable is a lesson that the invitation of God is really the only thing that matters. Our worthiness or unworthiness, our successes or our failures, they do not count as much as God's call. And worthiness does not result from all the good things we have done. Worthiness results from our willingness to say yes to the invitation. Count me in. What is this hour about? This is probably the most important hour of the entire week that is opening up for the next days. So unworthiness is not determined by the mistakes and sins we have committed, but simply by our reluctance, our stubbornness, our refusal to come to the wedding banquet. Look at who ends up at the wedding banquet. Everyone that the servants find off the streets, the good and the bad alike. The banquet is ready, and God wants us to come. Now, this little parable today, to clarify a few thoughts that we have about our faith. How many of us think that faith is about being good? Well, faith is really about God being good. How many of us think that faith is about making the choice to love God? But friends, faith is really about God making the choice to love you and to know you and to welcome you. So all the good things that we do, all the wonderful qualities that we do not make us worthy of that love. Likewise, all those mistakes, all those sins we've committed, do not disqualify us from what God is offering us. Beautiful song to enter, all are welcome. Sinner and saint, good and not so good, finished product or rough edge product. So the good news, God invites you and me. Our worthiness depends upon whether we say yes to that invitation or no to that invitation. And so that's the good news that we are here today, to share in the joy of coming together, to share in the feast that God lays out for us, to fill us with what we need to make today, tomorrow, and the rest of this week, not our week, but God's week. And so what good news we could take home on this beautiful day that God has made, Our God is a God of invitation. All are welcome. Our worthiness depends only on our willingness to say, count me in. Let me be part of the feast. The feast we heard about in the first reading today that says there's food and drink, there's fellowship and room for everybody. So let our yes continue to be multiplied week after week. For after all, this hour is the most important hour of the week to come. And so, as we say yes to God's love, let's celebrate that feast.